From Spark and Anvil and Geneforge, this is Bead in Chapter 1 of the Geneforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Bead is a creature with 8 pearly tentacles. They move with silent grace, arranging tiny things in the BioForge lab.
On their workbench, a chromosome tracker glows with fine threads, each a shimmering line of tiny colored lights pulsing with information.
I am Bead. I prefer the calm of an empty room. It lets me focus on the discrete units of life itself.
Bead picks up one of the glowing threads, long and delicate, like a strand of pearls.
This thread is a chromosome. You must think of it as a necklace for inheritance.
And each of these glowing lights, each one is a gene, a single discrete unit, a bead on the necklace.
A new student steps into the lab, her eyes wide with curiosity, and asks what a gene is.
A gene holds a specific instruction. It tells your body how to do something, or how to be something.
One gene tells a pea plant to be tall. Another tells it to be short. Different versions of the same instruction.
Each gene has its own specific place on the chromosome necklace, a spot called a locus.
Humans have about 20,000 genes, all arranged. Each one is inherited from your parents.
A chromosome is a necklace. A gene is a bead, the discrete unit of inheritance.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to next generation science standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.